Hello once again. In this special series of programs for Heritage, joining me once again is Jeremy Rutter, the Chief Clinical Officer for Heritage. Jeremy, thank you, and time is precious for all of you at Heritage these days. Thank you for taking time to come back with me for a second time this week.
Thank you, Dennis.
We took up a number of issues just a couple of days ago regarding COVID-19 at Heritage, but one of the things we did not get the opportunity to talk about is vaccination. Has that become something that has happened at all, or to what degree at Heritage in Chautauqua County?
We're very fortunate that the vaccine has come to us, has come to our residents. We're very thankful for it. To date, about 85% of our residents have been vaccinated with both doses of the vaccine. So that began in late December, continued through the end of January and into February. So we're very thankful, very hopeful that this is going to be a turn in the pandemic. So 85% of our residents and about a third of our staff. Now, we're through the federal program vaccinating our residents through a federal program. And that's what we were promised, was about a third of our staff could get vaccinated. And we hit that target. We look forward to extending the program through a state program and privately through our own organization so that we can continue to vaccinate more people and really hit that target of herd immunity is what we're looking for.
Well, you know, Jeremy, an exclamation point needs to be put on what you just said for our radio listeners today, because almost everyone has heard about the rough, unequal, and just disappointing rollout and availability of vaccines through most communities, not only in Chautauqua County, but throughout the United States. This sounds like one success story for sure.
Absolutely, and we're very thankful for it. You know, our seniors are the most vulnerable population, those living in nursing homes. They deserve to be at the top of the line, the front of the line for getting their vaccine, and they were. And so I applaud the federal government and the state government for really putting a priority on our nursing home seniors.
You have not dropped your guard, though, in terms of infection control or any of the other mitigation efforts and perhaps new or stronger initiatives that you've taken up during the course of this pandemic. I would like you to explore some of those for a moment, if you would.
Absolutely. We haven't dropped our guard at all. We know the vaccine is not a cure-all. It's a part of the puzzle, which is going to get us through this pandemic. The other part of that is prevention and infection control. Now, all of our nursing homes in Chautauqua County have had multiple infection control surveys done by the New York State Department of Health. They come in, they look at our protocols, they inspect our staff, they inspect our areas, and we've had multiple over the course of the pandemic, most recently just a few weeks ago, and they've all been perfect with no findings. And so, you know, that thrills me beyond belief. I know how excellent the staff at Heritage are, and it's great to get that validated through the Department of Health.
What would you like to say to the people who work at Heritage who have helped you get through this extraordinary time, Jeremy Rutter? Because I know you have a very big staff in Chautauqua County, and the work has been anything but easy.
You're absolutely right. It's been tireless work. We have an incredible team of caregivers. They're well-equipped, well-trained, and ready to support our residents as we face this pandemic. The work our employees do every day, it's essential and it's heroic. They work tirelessly, and they and their families have sacrificed so that our residents can continue to receive the same compassionate care Heritage has always been known for. You know, we can't thank them enough for the heroic job they're performing as they care for our most vulnerable population, our seniors. We're both blessed and honored to be in their presence.
Jeremy, one other thing in the minute we have before we should close this particular program in this series. Someday, hopefully soon, you will be able to relax a little bit in terms of having COVID-19, if not completely gone, much less of a factor than it even is today. And you've talked earlier this week about the fact that the numbers are declining, and we've seen that at least for the moment across Chautauqua County and the region. What will you take away from this entire COVID-19 experience looking forward into the future at Heritage that might be helpful or supportive or fundamentally change or in some small way change the way that you help people who are under your care?
Well, I think being proactive, going above and beyond, and really just striving to do the best that we can do. You know, all of our nursing homes are 4- and 5-star nursing homes. They have excellent, excellent quality. The pandemic doesn't take away from that. We still focus heavily on quality, and we're going to continue to do that. The pandemic has, you know, under pressure, it shows you the weaknesses. And so we have lessons learned, and we look forward to moving forward and getting better.
Jeremy Rutter, thank you for all your time this week as the Chief Clinical Officer at Heritage, and I look forward to the next time we can speak once again.